Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instants. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Hope you're doing really, really, really well. Get ready for spring, although major snowstorm headed basically across the United States and the Midwest all the way to the Northeast. I know last week it was in the 70s in the Northeast, and not so much today and in the coming days. We got a lot to get to. Our guy TJ Hushmanzada joins us in about 20 minutes. We'll discuss with him the Cowboys being intrigued by a quarterback in the draft and so many other NFL issues, as we're now, you know, we're over a week out from the Super Bowl. Chiefs won again, and we'll see what this year's offseason brings, considering the last couple years' offseason has really been as much movement as we've seen in the NBA, we've seen in the NFL. Rob, you know, like, look, you have your show. It's called The Odd Couple, which airs every afternoon on the West Coast, evening on the East Coast, along with super talented Chris Broussard. My show is The Doug Gottlieb Show. It's daily 3 to 5 Eastern time and 12 to 2 Pacific. So I've waxed poetic on the Eric Bieniemy thing. He's the Commanders' new offensive coordinator. But it feels like the narrative from so many in the media is, well, the only reason he's offensive coordinator, not a head coach, is because of the color of his skin. Where do you fall on the Eric Bieniemy discussion?
Well, I mean, the NFL obviously has a problem. Can we agree with that? Do you agree that minorities don't get the same opportunity that white guys get?
I don't agree with that.
So you don't, okay. you think every white guy's gotten hired has earned their keep, and a league that's 75% black.
It's not 75% black.
Okay, 70%.
It's not 70% black.
What is it? What is it?
55%. Okay, that's not really the point. 50, okay.
Yes, it is the point.
It's not the point.
And because that's what.
Not the point, because the players don't. It's not that. That doesn't translate automatically to that percentage of people wanting to become coaches.
No, but it's okay? still. Because, but that's where you would get people who have played the game often, not all the time. I think that we would look at, if you told me the NHL had 98% white and the coaches were 75% black, people would look at that and go, that's pretty strange. That would be weird. Would you agree with that? If 75% of the coaches in the NHL were black, would you look at that and think that was strange?
It would be weird because of the number. But again, like what's not taken into account is almost every coach played football. They just didn't necessarily play in the NFL. Okay. And so they went into coaching when their career got over. So the numbers skew completely differently once you get there. Okay, because the population of the United States is 13%.
But are you saying that race never plays a factor in there not being a black coach in the NFL till Art Shell in the 90s? Or when was he hired in 19? I got to get the exact year. You're telling me that Art Shell being the first black coach that long for a league to be, that was just happenstance and because black guys didn't want to be coaches? Is that what you're saying?
Well, let's if we're going to go back.
Yeah, I want to go back.
If we're going to go back historically, okay, and Art Shell was hired in 1989. Okay, so we want to go back historically. 70s and 80s, I would say absolutely. And because of it, and honestly, the biggest issue was the quarterback position, because so many of these coaches are former quarterbacks. So many of the offensive coordinators are former quarterbacks. Okay. But what we're in a place now where I don't believe it plays any sort of factor at all. Not at all. And I know that from having spoken to NFL GMs, and then you have the actual.
Oh yeah. They're going to tell you that. Data. Oh yeah. They're going to tell you, yeah, we're not hiring black guys.
Help me out with this. Okay.
I want to make sure that.
Hold on. Help me out with this. Okay. So a multi-billion dollar business. Now all these NFL teams are worth billions and billions of dollars. Okay. And they only really have one marching order. This is not college football. This is not, you know, where you have to, our donors or boosters and their level of comfort. The only thing that matters in the NFL is one thing: winning football games. That's all that matters.
Well, they've done a terrible job hiring a lot of bad white coaches.
They've hired bad
and
white
we,
coaches.
And retreads. Hold on. Way more bad white coaches. I'm just Doug.
Wait, hold on. Wait, Dan Cliff, Joseph the Cliff was a Kingsbury, disaster.
Cliff Kingsbury got run out of Texas Tech. And he falls into an NFL job. Is that true or not?
Hold on. Okay, let's have the Cliff Kingsbury discussion for a second. First of all, he actually made the playoffs with the Cardinals. Okay,
that's not what I'm talking about, Doug. Get the job.
Okay, so but wait, you have a problem with him getting the job? That's fine. Then you should celebrate when Saban got the job. When Urban Meyer got the job. When the point is, okay, Cliff Kingsbury actually made a whole hell of a lot of sense if you paid attention to what they were trying to do in Arizona.
Okay? Did you see his record at Texas Tech and what happened every season? Did you look at that?
He's at
every
Texas
season. Every okay, season look, they tanked, Doug.
Listen,
every
let me,
season
let me,
they
let me,
tanked.
Let me explain. Okay, can we at least we can find an easy.
I want to have a conversation.
So then you have to stop talking. You have to stop talking to have a conversation.
But I want to say this before we get there. All I want you to do is I want you to at least acknowledge that there's a race issue in this country when it comes to black people getting this at the same opportunities. Not in every situation, but oftentimes. I just there's no black owners to hire people. I'm telling you.
So you're making a determination that because there's not black owners that they don't hire black coaches when it just doesn't work that way. Okay. But the black owners are okay with their coach, with their quarterbacks and their teams having black players, but not their coaches who have to, like, that doesn't have anything to do with it.
It's a different playing field, Doug, when it comes
no,
to.
It's, no, it's
yes,
not.
It is. Me, yes, okay, it is. And I'm going to tell
start,
you,
let's,
Doug.
Let's start before. No, now it's my turn. You got a chance. You said there's a race problem. Okay. And regardless of previous hiring practices, okay. There's a lot to it. Let's start with Cliff Kingsbury. Okay, if your argument is because he wasn't successful in college, because he lost his job at his alma mater, he shouldn't get an opportunity in the NFL. That's fine, but then you can't make the argument that, well, hey, that is a determinant in success in the NFL. Here's why, okay? Because the most successful college coaches that we have had, Steve Spurrier failed, Lou Holtz failed, Nick Saban failed, Bobby Petrino didn't last the season, etc. Like, we go through, they're a different sport. It's a completely different game. And what it takes to be successful in the pros is merely about relationships with players and X and O's. It's not about all the other stuff. All the other stuff matters a whole hell of a lot more: recruiting and boosters and getting overall support and winning the university. And basically, like, all those guys, Saban, etc., they have better players than the other teams, and they're really good coaches, and they build really good staffs, and that's how they've been better than everybody else in college. It doesn't work that way in the pros. You got to get the quarterback right. The players have to want to play for you. That's it, period, end of story. Okay, so the idea that, well, he wasn't successful in college, so what? The guys that weren't successful in college been bad in the pros. Okay, he was hired. His marching orders were, hey, we got Kyler Murray. You know Kyler Murray. Can you make Kyler Murray work? And when Kyler Murray was healthy, it actually worked. Now, Kyler Murray turned out to be a pain in the ass, okay? And they made a lot of bad decisions, and they lost their job, okay? But if you want to just say overall racism, like, it's totally unfair because you said, well, certain instances. Let's just take the Eric Bieniemy situation, okay? Like, the idea that racism is keeping him from being a head coach is laughable. It's embarrassing. It really is.
Doug, have you been in any of the interviews with Eric Bieniemy?
I have actually spoken.
Have you been in any? Have you been in any interviews?
I have actually spoken to two general managers.
And they told you he can't coach. Is that what they told you? He's a fraud? Is that what they told you? He can't.
That's not what they told you.
He can't get an opportunity?
Do you actually want to know what they said?
What did they say? Yeah, tell me. Yeah, I want to hear. Tell me.
They said, so Eric Bieniemy's reputation in the NFL is... He is not a uniter. He is a guy that can be seen as very divisive. Okay, that's his reputation. His reputation is he's not beloved. There's a lot of Vic Fangio. I don't know if you realize Vic Fangio was a defensive coordinator for 30 years in the NFL before he got a head coaching job for 2 years in Denver with no quarterback, and now he's back being a defensive coordinator. So there actually is a precedence for it. Okay, so the first thing is his reputation is that of a guy who not necessarily uniter. Everyone knows that he doesn't call plays. No one actually knows what he does in Kansas City. But both of the guys that I spoke to who interviewed him said that wasn't really an issue. Like, we didn't know if we'd like him. We didn't know if he'd win the room. Okay. We didn't know what he did. But both of them said, okay, that in comparison to other candidates who advanced in the search, okay, in comparison, like, there wasn't a there. There wasn't a clear vision and a clear plan that was aligned, okay? And you know the way that jobs actually work, okay? This is the way it actually works is you hire people that you know, that you've worked with before, that you respect, that you like, correct? Is that the way generally jobs work?
Yes, that is the way that they work. And you know what? You also could put out a false narrative when you want to on somebody because it's not an exact science. And I want to push back on your whole idea that, the only thing you want to do in the NFL is win. So
that's it.
So you have a black quarterback and you have black players. Yes, because that's a level playing field. Because, Doug, if this country is, 75% white? What is it? I don't even know. And if it was just about putting white players on NFL teams, then they would be filled with them. But guess what? When you line up,
football is a meritocracy.
When you
play based upon who's good enough.
Exactly. And that's not how they pick coaches. And that's the problem.
Wait, you don't know. You don't pick coaches based on anything
other than your relationships.
So let's go back to the premise before. First of all, if Kansas City wasn't going to bring him back this year, why did we all forgotten that Kansas City wasn't going to bring him back? That was widely reported that he wasn't going to bring him back, that Mahomes and him didn't see eye to eye. They weren't going to bring him back. By the way, Matt Nagy's on that staff, and everyone who covers Kansas City, who knows that organization, okay, will tell you that the guy who's going to be the next head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs is Matt Nagy, who didn't succeed. Okay, so again, is Kansas City racist for trying to promote Eric Bieniemy elsewhere and not wanting to, why couldn't they just name him the head coach in waiting for whenever Andy Reid retires? Of course they could. They don't want to. Okay. Ryan Poles left Kansas City as the GM of the Bears. Last year, he had a head coaching job open. And I know Matt Nagy was a previous offensive coordinator at Kansas City, so could have made it.
Did he call plays in Kansas City?
No.
No, okay. Just curious.
Wait. So is Ryan Poles
racist? No, I'm just asking you.
I didn't say he's racist, Doug.
Don't don't put words in my mouth.
You put them in my mouth.
What I said to you is that the NFL has a racist history. It does, Doug.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. So don't try to act like, everybody gets jobs on merit. That's my point to you, Doug. Everybody doesn't get jobs on merit. There are a lot of guys who have had an easier track. Tell me the guy
who had the easier track.
There were a lot of coaches.
Just pick a guy.
There were a lot of coaches. Who was the Giants coach who was like a special teams coach? He wasn't even a coordinator.
Okay, so I can go on and on, but no black guys get jobs like that.
I would have rather have Judge Judy.
Okay, so Joe Judge. Okay, so he's a special teams coordinator with the New England Patriots. Okay, so how'd he get the job? Let's go through it. Who's the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens? His name's John Harbaugh.
I know who it is, but I don't want to go there. Hold on.
John Harbaugh's previous job was what with the Philadelphia Eagles? He's a special teams coordinator.
I get it, but this is the problem.
No, you don't. Yes, you don't get it.
Black people aren't in that. They aren't in that circle, and that's the problem.
I agree.
They're not in that circle, and you keep... No, listen, you hold on.
That's the whole idea.
The Rooney Rule is garbage. It's a dog and pony show to bring black people in. And then go hire who you want. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's the worst thing I've ever... I would never go on a Rooney interview. I wish somebody would tell me to come in and do a dog and pony show when they already know who they're going to hire. Okay, How disgraceful is that?
Okay, so let me tell you where the Rooney Rule does work. Okay, Brian Flores had not yet become the defensive coordinator of the Patriots. There was a job open, and one of the GMs I talked to said, we brought in Brian Flores. This is the year before he got the Dolphins job. And he goes, and he actually texted me, hey, call me. I found a guy who's going to be great. And I said, who is it? He's like, Brian Flores. He's going to be the coordinator of the Patriots. He's like, a little young. Probably needs another year or two of seasoning. It's like, but man, he was really, really impressive. That interview would not have taken place without the Rooney Rule. Now, I would completely agree with you that there have been some that have been dog and pony shows. There have been some. Okay, but the overall idea of the Rooney Rule is to get more people of color in that circle where you establish relationships. And that's exactly what happened is Flores did interviews the year before he got the Dolphins job. By the way, Flores.
Doug, have you ever gone on a job?
By the way, Flores. No, I've never gone on a job interview because it doesn't work that way in our profession.
Okay, so you've never been on a job interview where they say, well, we're going to hire this guy anyway,
well, yes,
but
actually,
Doug, come
actually,
in.
Actually, I did.
Come
actually,
in
I
anyway,
did.
Doug.
Actually, I did. I'll tell you, there's an NBA team, okay, that needed a color analyst, right? Need an analyst for their hometown network, okay? And I was told before the job was ever named to a guy who's a friend of mine, and he does a good job. I believe I'm better than him, but that's okay. It's 2 years ago in the off season. I went and I did an interview. I did a game for them. I had to prep for a game. I had to prep for a studio show. I did all that stuff, okay? Even though I knew, I was told, okay, by everybody I talked to, hey, dude, you didn't play in the NBA and you're not of color. This is not going to happen. Like, you're wasting your time because the league wants former players. And because of, like you said, the past history of people on TV, people of color not getting opportunities. That's a reality to it. Like, you're not going to get this job. And I went through the process. One, because I wanted to go through the process and see what it was like. And two, because those people that were in the process, you never know if they may need you for a game or they may get another job. And you did a really good job. You're totally professional. And you put yourself in that conversation because they're outside of Doris Burke. And I can't think of anybody else. What's her name? Sarah.
For the Nets.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Right.
Like, those are the only two people who are analysts in the NBA who didn't play or coach in the NBA. And so I was told, like, hey, dude, you ain't getting it. You ain't getting it. And of course I did it.
Sarah Kustak.
Okay. So who's, and they're both very, very good broadcasters. Okay, but I was told I wasn't getting it, so I do know what that's like. I do understand.
Doug, this is the issue that I have, and I think it's the arrogance of this. You say that you didn't get the job, even though you're better than the person because
I believe it's a subjective profession.
Okay, it is very subjective.
I'm definitely more accomplished.
Okay,
I've definitely done it for longer. I think that I'm better.
But this is what I've heard my whole life. Anybody who's white who doesn't get a job is because they got to hire black people or they got to do minority hiring. No, I've never heard a white guy once say to me, "I didn't get the job because I wasn't good enough." It's always because they want to give the brothers a chance. Or you remember, Rachel Nichols, yeah, you could do whatever you want, but don't mess up my gig or whatever. You know, because you guys have bad diversity numbers or whatever it is. It's always the same thing. Not that we've worked and we've put in our time and energy and done what we're supposed to do to get opportunities. I feel I was turned down for plenty of jobs or didn't get the opportunities that I would have gotten had I been white. I believe that. There are situations and circumstances. I understand.
There's situations. I was up for the head coaching job at Oklahoma State. Mike Boynton got it. I did not. Okay. And he got it because of his relationships with the team, his relationships on campus, how people had viewed him. And oh yeah, by the way, he's done a really good job handling some really, really hard stuff. I'm not that guy. You ask me, I truly believe, like, I think I'm, that's how I operate. I think I'm good enough. I know I'm good at what I do, and I'm more accomplished than him. Again, I haven't been a hater on the dude getting the job. I'm telling you the reality of what I was told going in. I was told when I was at ESPN, like, hey, dude, we'd like to use you on the set, but the way the set works is you got to have a former player and a former coach, and you can't have three white guys across the board. Doesn't work that way. And at the time, the former coach was white. And
it's so funny. I've seen plenty of shows that have had four white guys on the set.
Tell me where that exists.
Before I got into this business, it was everywhere. No question.
Yeah, but how long ago did you get in this business?
I've been in the business 37 years,
correct.
But I remember
correct.
Those days
and,
is
and,
what I'm
and,
saying.
And what I would tell you, Rob, is I agree with the writing of the past wrongs and equaling out the playing field. I do. Okay, but you have to do it. You can't sit there and go like, well, Eric Bieniemy's not getting this job because the league is racist. Okay, you have the Indianapolis Colts. Their GM is a former Chief guy, and he brought Eric Bieniemy in, and he brought Shane Steichen in, and he needed an offensive guy. That's what they wanted, and they decided on Shane Steichen. All right, so. They have, and if Kansas City loved him so much, why'd they let him go? If Kansas City loved him so much, why didn't Indy hire him? Why didn't Chicago hire him? You have to answer these questions, okay? And so you can tell me that historically the NFL has some racist issues, quarterback wise, and I think that's a big part of it, right? Because especially backup quarterbacks, that's who they become coaches, right? But in the context of Eric Bieniemy. It just lacks in any sort of substance, and we all fall back on it because nobody is calling these general managers and say, hey, take me through why you selected who you selected. And they'll give you the reason. All right, well, more on this upcoming. TJ Houshmandzadeh will join us. We'll get his thoughts on the hiring practices of the league. That's fair. He played in the league. All right. That's next on the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker, and for Dan, the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. You know what we should do? We should just bring TJ Hushmanzada to continue this conversation. My IG is blowing up with all different sorts of comments.
What are people saying? That I'm a sugar? Is that what they're telling you, Doug?
Everything goes from I'm a racist to you're a racist to this is a great conversation that America needs.
Okay, good. So, then we did our job today. If it's a great conversation.
Not done. You got to keep going. TJ Hushmanzada joins us. Hoosh, you ever play for Eric Bieniemy? Was he ever coach?
What's up, Hoosh?
How y'all doing?
Good, man.
We're good now. Now that we got a buffer with you
we're
on the show.
We're good, period. Did you ever play for Bieniemy?
Never. I don't know him personally, obviously. I mean, we all know who he is, but no, I've never been around him, see what type of coach and person he is.
TJ, here's the issue that I have, okay? I'm not saying that Eric Bieniemy automatically has to have a job and you got to interview and there's all kinds of other things. But my issue is just in the NFL in general. Like, they keep moving the goalposts. They got all these opportunities of, you'd have to show me the black guy like Jeff Saturday getting a job with no experience, walking out of nowhere because he's drinking buddies with an owner. I just don't think there's the same equal opportunity for black people, black guys to coach in the NFL. And that's my biggest issue. You know, if you're going to tell me that Eric Bieniemy, he's never called plays, but you got four or five other guys who've gotten head coaching jobs who've never called plays. Then that can't be the reason to X him out, you know, and that's why I have an issue. There's no consistency. Where are you on the NFL opportunities for former players to be coaches and head coaches, and do you think it's a level playing field?
Oh, it isn't. Life isn't fair. Life isn't fair, and so it's more so who you know than what you know. We all know that. And if it was good for Doug Peterson and Matt Nagy, why isn't it good for Eric Bieniemy? But this is what happens. I don't recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't recall a player that played for Matt Nagy and Doug Peterson saying, oh, man, I don't know if they're going to be a good head coach, man. They didn't call plays. But when you have somebody like LeSean McCoy on television, basically saying, I'm not so sure this is a great hire for the Commanders. I wouldn't want him to be my head coach type of thing. That gives you some reservations about, is he the guy for the job? Because you don't hear this about these other coaches. And then we don't know what's being said behind closed doors. Yes, Andy Reid is saying all the right things publicly. We don't know what's being said behind closed doors.
Thank you.
We don't know how Eric Bieniemy is interviewing. And so do I feel like these black coaches aren't given the same opportunity as white coaches? Yes. But I do not like it when, because it's Eric Bieniemy, it's like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. It's something that's going on because he's interviewed numerous times. And he's not getting jobs. And then you see LeSean McCoy, oh, man, he'll cuss guys out left or right. I done been on teams. You cuss the wrong guy out, you got to get security.
Look, I mean, Hoosh, I love it. First of all, that's his, just so you know, Rob, that's his reputation in the league. Okay, that he's not a guy that brings people together. And again, that may work for some teams. Some teams may make it. I mean, like Matt Patricia never played in the league, right? But he tried the my way or the highway thing in Detroit.
Yeah, but
it lasted. Hold on, it lasted about five minutes. The point, TJ, you make, which is the best one, is, and this is where I fall to all these insiders. None of them have at least openly shared what I shared, which is call a GM and say, hey, take me through the process. Take me through why he didn't advance in your process. And Hoosh, what they said was, hey, look, man, in comparison to other dudes, we liked him. Okay. We didn't care that he didn't call plays, like didn't matter to us, but there just wasn't a lot of substance. There wasn't a, you know, when you do these interviews, everybody's got to be aligned, and you have to have a vision that's shared by everybody in that room. That's the way it actually works.
Yeah, but you brought up the perfect guy in Matt Patricia, who you said didn't play in the league, right? Got an opportunity because Bob Quinn was the general manager of the Lions, and they worked together.
And he was a defensive coordinator with the Super Bowl champion.
That's
team
fine,
with
but he
was.
But that doesn't mean that automatically. Hold on, Rob.
So again, I use the same argument. So you have the Indianapolis Colts have a general manager who was in Kansas City when they built this team, and he was there. He had a chance. Eric Bieniemy was one of the final candidates. He hired Shane Steichen, not him.
People make mistakes, Doug.
People make mistakes, Doug. So the Colts now, who they had Jim Caldwell, they had Tony Dungy. Now is race a factor, or is it that they preferred somebody else? Ryan Poles works with him. Okay, goes to the Chicago Bears. They have a young quarterback who, he's not Pat Mahomes, but there's some Pat Mahomes to how Justin Fields plays. He has a chance. The guy who is a run game coordinator, a guy who's been around, he didn't hire him. Okay, and you have the reputation that even Shady McCoy shared, which is a real reputation in the league. Why do you fall back on the race? Race has been an issue. I don't believe it's an issue in this particular situation.
TJ, we want to hear from you because we'll argue your whole segment out.
Race is always going to play a part, but Bieniemy has been a candidate for years. And again, I know I played for black coaches, and I've had a black coach literally tell me, if you watch interviews, and this, what I'm telling you is a true story. If you watch interviews, you never hear black players praise their black coaches, but you'll hear white coaches praise their white coaches. I had an African-American coach tell me this. And I was just like, huh. So then I made it a point in my interviews to praise this coach. Because when he said that to me, I was like, yeah, you're right. I really don't hear it. You know, so-and-so coach got me prepared. He did. You rarely hear it, and so I made it a point to give him his credit. This is always going to be a problem, and the only way you can really get – you got to be D'Amico Ryans, former player, personable, defense was out of this world,
yep,
opportunity.
How about Todd Haley when he was a coach in the NFL? Can you give me his background, Doug? Todd Haley?
I mean, he was abrasive. He didn't play football.
He would play golf. He played golf, and the only reason he got his opportunity because his dad was a player personnel director.
I will say this. Back then, when Todd Haley was coaching, and now, they're not going for those type of coaches anymore. These coaches right. that get in your face, and it's a new age coach. You have to. They're younger. They're personable. When they meet with you, you gravitate towards them. They just have a way about them. that's where the league is going now with this head coaching stuff, is these young, personable coaches that their personalities just galvanize you when you meet with them. That's what it seems like to me.
By the way, Rob, if you want to go Todd Haley's his background, he was a golfer, okay? And he was in the league for 15 years.
His dad, he was in the league because his dad was with the Jets and Steelers. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
nobody else has that resume of being a golfer in college and getting an NFL head coach. Name the black guy who played lacrosse who was an NFL head coach. It just didn't happen.
Oh, okay. I mean, we could get into Quezzy Adolfo Mensah, who was
Gesundheit.
He's the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings, who was a brilliant guy on Wall Street, left everything to go work for the San Francisco 49ers, and now is the GM of the Minnesota Vikings. So there are different backgrounds in which you come up. And yeah, his dad got him into the family business, which was football. And then he worked his way up and he was offensive coordinator of the Cardinals. And that's when they had Kurt Warner. And that's how he got the job in Kansas City. And he lasted 2 years and then he was out. And because of his personality, you know, he never got another opportunity there. Like, again, he was in the league for 15 years and he worked his way up and he got an opportunity. Like again, there are plenty of people with different backgrounds. And that's why the numbers skew, is because the background of a former player, a lot of former players don't want to go into coaching because they don't want to go be a scout. They don't want to go be a low-level guy. They've done the NFL grind.
Yeah.
They want to have a real life. And so the numbers in terms of percentages of black candidates skew. And the league has done a
better
job. Same
thing in college, right? That's why there are no black college coaches, Doug. They don't want to do the work. Is that what you're saying? They don't want to put the work in?
I never said they don't want to do the work.
You think there's a race problem in college football when they hire coaches or not? Yes or no?
I think the numbers are obscenely low, but I also think, again, there's legitimate reasons towards
Let's
it.
Let's call Jim Caldwell and ask why he's not a head coach in the NFL.
Because of his health.
The biggest problem
Jim Caldwell's
is
not a head coach. Hold on. Jim Caldwell's not a head coach because of his health. That's the only reason why. Okay, he shouldn't have gotten fired in Detroit, but he's not a head coach currently because of his health. That's it. He's beloved in the NFL. He would have a job today if there wasn't fears about his health. That's it. It's the only reason. Sorry. Go ahead, T.
Well, I know you guys are having a spirited discussion. I love it. But this is what I will say. I believe part of the reason a lot of former players don't get into coaching is, one of what Doug said, we don't want to start in the basement. Because I've played for plenty of coaches that they didn't know more than me. They taught me the game of football, but they couldn't get me better at my position.
Yep.
But part of it is we see what's going on. A lot of us, they aspire to be head coaches. You're not going to get a head coaching job unless you're a quarterback coach or you're on the defensive side of the ball. The majority of former players, they're going to be a receiver coach, a running back coach, a tight end coach. Very rarely are you a quarterback coach, and that's why those opportunities, they aren't available. And so it's a catch-22. There's a ton of former players. Myself, I would love to coach, but I don't want to start in the basement because, and this sounds really cocky, but I know the game of football. I just look like this. I understand the game of football. I can teach the game of football. I'm about to walk on this field right now and teach the game of football. But we don't want to start in the basement because we feel we've gone and been the GA from our years of playing and we put the grind and the work in, but it's not looked at that way.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm the same thing with basketball, right? Like, I've had discussions about being a head coach and be like, well, why don't you go take an assistant job? Like, well, because I don't want to. Like, I've played and covered the game for, you know, my entire life, and I'm in a position where I can pass on some opportunities, you know, and maybe wait for a bigger opportunity. I get it. I think, Rob, there's a lot to it. And I also think the part that Hoosh got to, which is a real and valid one in terms of race, which is, quarterbacks are a position that generally, especially backup quarterbacks or low level in terms of Division I or college quarterback, pro quarterbacks, those are the guys that become coaches. And because you had up until, you know, mid 80s, early 90s, because there was definitely a race issue at quarterback, hey, you don't have the litany of former quarterbacks that are black, you don't have the Byron Leftwiches of the world are few and far between. And I think ultimately that will even out. The only thing that will stop that from happening is most of the quarterbacks that are of color in the NFL, they're making so much money, they don't want to go coach when they get done. They just want to be, they want to be stars when they're done. Like Russell Wilson's not going to be a coach. He doesn't want to. He could. Pat Mahomes not going to want to be a coach. He doesn't have to. He's going to have $500 million in the bank. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but there are a lot of other people who don't have that. Every white coach isn't some great former white player. That's the issue, that there are black people, believe it or not, Doug, who love football.
Agreed.
Who would love the opportunity to work their way up like a lot of these other guys who have been given opportunities, and family members and the cronyism and the nepotism that goes on the NFL. I mean, that's a big problem on why black people aren't in those positions to even work their way up. That's just the fact.
We go from having a reasonable conversation to all the labels of cronyism and
whatever.
It's
true. Is there cronyism in the league, TJ? Yes or no? Everybody knows each other.
We all know that. But this is what I will say. Doug names pretty much all-star type quarterbacks.
Right.
Now, there is one former quarterback that D'Amico Ryans just hired.
Yep.
Gerard Johnson. Let's see how this plays out, because he wasn't a household name. He played at Auburn, kind of bounced around in the league. D'Amico Ryans just hired him with the Houston Texans. We'll see now if he can advance and move up the ladder like others in his position have. Time will tell. And so that's one guy that he isn't a Russell Wilson. He isn't a Pat Mahomes. Let's see if he can move up in advance. But we all know that it's a problem in – you can complain about it. Just figure out a way. It's not going to go away. There's not one African American owner. Until that happens, these things are going to remain the same. And we can cry about it, or we can do something about it. I'm about trying to figure out a solution, and let's see how that works instead of complaining about it. Because complaining, nothing has changed. We've been complaining about it for years and years and years. Still, nothing changes.
TJ Hushman's out. Check him out on a show called Up On Game. You can download it. It's a podcast and radio show every Saturday here on Fox Sports Radio. Plaxico Burress, LeVar Arrington, and our guy TJ. Hush, get on that field. Get those guys running those routes right.
Hey,
we'll
man,
talk soon,
y'all,
okay?
Keep up the great work, man. Spirited conversation. But like I said, I'm walking on the field as we speak.
All right.
I'm about to get these guys better.
All right.
Get them better, Hush. We'll talk Lakers next time. Coming up next, wait to hear what A.J. Brown said about Jalen Hurts. That's upcoming next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Dan Patrick Show rolls on Fox Sports Radio. Along with Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. Rob, I thought this was interesting. A.J. Brown had this comment on the Eagles needing to pay their quarterback.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
And I'm about what I'm about to say. You do not pay this man. Just ship me off wherever he finna go.
It's over.
Wherever he finna go.
I'm telling you.
Package deal me with him.
Listen, so you talk about pressure, how we get it done.
Get it done.
So there's the A.J. Brown saying, pay the dude or I walk. Now, remember, this is A.J. Brown who forced his way out of Tennessee in order to get paid in Tennessee. And I don't think there's anyone who didn't watch Jalen Hurts play this year to be like, yo, there's your quarterback. Like, you don't have to overthink this thing. But the just pay him whatever doesn't really align with reality. Where would you be on Jalen Hurts on what you would pay if you're Howie Roseman?
I would wait another. There's no rush. I wouldn't rush to do it. I would probably wait till one more year and then make a decision and then pay the guy. But I don't think there's a rush in any standpoint. He can't go anywhere. It's not like you're going to lose him or you have to make a decision. I don't think there's a decision to be made. There's no rush. A lot of guys didn't get paid right away. They rushed and paid Kyler Murray. I think if what they want to do over there. He forced the issue in the offseason off coming off a terrible playoff game. I remember Chris Broussard and I, we both said we both would have waited. This is before they actually did it. So I'm not saying Jalen Hurts played great. I love what he did. I love what he did in the Super Bowl. I just loved how he played. But his day will come and he'll get paid. There's no doubt that he's a quarterback, your franchise quarterback, but I don't think you have to pay him this offseason.
Well, remember, he's not on a first-round draft pick contract, so it's not – you know, he's not entering year four is the end of this year is the last year of his rookie deal, as opposed to first round draft picks that have that fifth year option. So I disagree with you in terms of the timing. The timing's different than Kyler Murray. My thing is, again, like if Jalen Hurts, and he's a really smart dude, like there's a guy who gets all the aspects of it. Right. You know, again, it's how can I secure my own bag, my own future, while still figuring out a way that's team friendly enough that Howie has money, because they got a lot of free agents and especially a lot of super talented free agents. And so there's a balance there.
That's where me and you separate. I'm not giving anybody a hometown discount. I'm not going to let the team figure that out. That's what they need to do, not what I need to do. You know what? They told Patrick Mahomes to take less, and then they told Tyreek Hill, we don't have money to pay you. And he went on his way. Now, they won, and it worked out. But this whole notion that you should do team friendly and take a discount and do what's good for the team, bad general managers can make bad deals, spend the money poorly. How does that affect you? How would you like to feel you? Devontae Adams went to the Raiders, right, to go play with his quarterback. Guess where he is now.
Here's how it affects you, okay? We judge everybody in sports, with the exception of how you judge Tom Brady. We judge everybody in sports based upon their level of success. Your historic value is based upon
what your team... Is Dan Marino a great quarterback, Doug? Yes or no? Was he one of the greatest guys ever threw the football? Yes or no?
It's not a yes or no. I believe he was, but he's not even mentioned in the all-time greats because he only played in one Super Bowl.
That's fine, but he was at one time. People would put him in that conversation of being a great quarterback. I know we all want to make it as all about Super Bowls, but it's just there's still
the
great
Philadelphia
players.
The Philadelphia Eagles had Carson Wentz. He was on track to be an MVP. They went all in on him. It's been an abject disaster ever since, and Jalen Hurts is the only one who put out the fire. For Philadelphia, and I do think that Jalen is better than Wentz, okay? But for Philadelphia to walk down the same path would be ludicrous. It'd be the definition of insanity. He's Rob Parker. Check him out in The Odd Couple. Check me out in the Doug Gottlieb Show later. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card...
Right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.